Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
Indeed, local voice, regional, national, international, solar system, galactic, universal, my voice. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. You can watch the show on Facebook Live. Just go to my profile page and you will see, and actually even see my guest in this segment. Hello. Yeah, if you care about veterans, especially in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
And in Belmont County. Don't you ever touch my red Sharpie. Who the hell do you think you are, lady? Anyway, actually, a lovely human being, Cheryl Skinner, and she is the, are you the president now of the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum?
I'm the director.
You're the director. Okay,
yes.
You're the main person there now. Okay,
yes,
great.
Sir.
Very interesting building, a museum. They do actually a very nice job. The first time I was out there, I was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't expecting much, I got to tell you. Because, you know, I just wasn't. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Especially the front with the veterans, Vietnam veterans thing with the...
The Heroes Wall Honored Forever.
It's very nice.
It's on the same grade as the Vietnam Veteran Wall.
Yeah.
With the black granite, same font and everything. But it's actually a wall that honors all that have served this country.
That's
backside
great.
Facing the museum is Revolutionary War, Civil War, Spanish-American War.
Wow.
And on the front is World War One to present, and they do not have to be deceased to be put on this wall.
Wow.
If you served, I want to honor you.
That is great. That is great. So tell me first about the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum. Give us an overview of that, Cheryl Skinner.
The Tri-State Military Veterans Museum was started out in about 2017, and it was a dream of Floyd Simpson's to have a museum to honor the veterans, because the American Legion post was kind of dwindling down and stuff.
Which post is this now?
This is Post 312.
Okay.
That's why I dress the way I do, because I'm not only representing the museum, I'm representing Post 312, because we are housed in their building. They own the building.
Okay.
So I just try to do a little bit of everything to represent, you know, all the different wars, the women in the wars, the global war on terror.
What's the most interesting thing in the museum, the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum in Belmont? What's the most interesting? The one that's like, the one that most people go, wow, look, I didn't know this. That looks really cool.
Connie Snipe from Belmont was in the military. She served with James, that has the cancer center out in Columbus at Ohio State University. They were in a MASH unit together.
Really?
And he is also from Belmont County.
Oh, for heaven. Do you have anything for him in the museum?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's great. What else do you have?
We have a Civil War sword.
Which side?
Union.
Course.
And we got an original Union soldier hat, bullets from Gettysburg, a bugle from the Civil War.
Really?
We have all kinds of things. Coast Guard, Korean War, World War II, World War I.
Astronaut stuff. Didn't you have some space stuff as well?
Kim had a space display in there.
Yeah.
Because most of the astronauts have served.
Military, yeah. Yeah.
And I've added another room, which I call it the somber room, because it's all military burial flags that people have given us. Or when we've had flag retirement day, they would come up and say, could you retire this flag for me? And I'm like, no. I am not burning the casket flag. Mm. I said, you tell me his, you know, their name, rank, what war and everything, and I will put it in a flag display case and get a little plaque to put on it and keep it in the room. So that front room off of the main room is the somber room, and all I have in there is old battalion pictures from the different wars.
Wow. A lot of people here from the tri-state area serve in our military.
Well, yeah. We didn't have much response from the local area.
Really?
We got a lot of response outside the area.
Why is that? I mean, that to me is fascinating.
I have no idea. I would like to just represent everybody.
Absolutely. Now, you handed me this, Tri-State Military Veterans Museum, and Director Cheryl Skinner, open May through November, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1 to 4 o'clock, or call for appointment, 740-761-0155.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back, you have a dog. What's the deal
with the canine dog?
The canine dog.
Yes. It's bronze. It was made by Alan Cortell out in Zanesville, Ohio. He's got a museum out there, and it is beautiful. Prince was in the Vietnam War.
Our side?
Yes, gotcha. Our side.
Okay. Because the other side, they probably would have eaten them.
Yeah. He's right up against the Heroes Wall looking at the seven flags, which makes it really special. And plus, at night, everything is lit up.
Yeah, it really does look very nice. It really does. Why do you have seven flags? What are the seven flags?
The different branches of the service. Because the middle pole is the United States flag with the POW flag. Then you got the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and I usually have Merchant Marine on the end, but they're hard to find.
Really?
But right now I got the Honor and Remember flag up.
That's great. And it's lit so you can keep it up at night?
Exactly.
Okay,
the wall is lit. Everything is lit.
Okay. Go ahead.
We got a stone that also represents the Gold Star families.
What's a Gold Star family?
The Gold Star families are the ones that have lost somebody in combat. And we do have a lot of those. When you see the blue stars hanging in somebody's window, that means they got someone serving. If there's one or two stars, that means they got two in there serving. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to represent all veterans from all over. Because if it was not for them, we wouldn't have the liberties or the life that we have.
There seem to be a lot of American Legion posts in our area and VFW and all that, and yet there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of support locally for the museum.
Right.
What's the backstory?
I have no idea. Our museum in Post 312 has always been a dry post.
You don't serve alcohol. There's your problem.
We don't have alcohol. You got to start giving away free beer.
That'll make
poker machines or anything. But we've had a lot of people transfer over to the post because we don't have.
Really? How many
beer
do you have now? Because we had to work to keep that post open a few years ago. I was begging my listeners to sign up, and they did.
Exactly. And I put it all over my Facebook page and pulled people from West Virginia and all over that signed up to join the post.
How many people do you have now with your post?
I believe we have close to 30 people.
Okay, great.
I mean, it's just small, but, you know, we don't have booze and you can't smoke and all that stuff.
And
but
gamble.
We do have the museum.
Yeah.
And the guys are very proud of what I've, you know, done for them, and it makes them feel really comfortable when they have their meetings there the first Monday of the month because they can feel their comrades.
Oh yeah. No question about it. I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't know what to expect. I was thinking, Belmont, you know, museum, you know, I mean, what are they going to have, a flag or something? It's actually quite impressive, I must tell you. It was actually quite impressive. That monument outside, that wall, holy cow. My Leslie's dad,
mm-hmm.
his name is there. I mean,
right.
George Mihalik, what a great man he was. Jesus, he was just a terrific, absolutely terrific human being.
My goal is to get Belmont County and the village of Belmont back on the map.
Great. Well, this would certainly do it. How can we help? How can our listeners help? Do they volunteer? Can they make donations?
They can make donations. We've got a Vimo app, and we got PayPal, or you can write a check. Just visit our Facebook page or our website.
Okay, and the Facebook page is Tri-State Military Veterans Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can I give out your phone number?
My personal phone number?
Well,
sure. It rings into my phone anyhow.
Okay. This is your business card. This phone number. All right. That's 740 484 4839. You need bigger font next time, because I'm having a tough time seeing it even with my glasses. And I'm not blind. I'm not. Oh, here, this is better. Okay. Yeah, but let's do this again. 740. Oh, wait a minute.
That's the museum number.
Okay. How about try this number? 740-761-0155. That's 740-761-0155. Now, you say it's tri-state, so you also get people not only Ohio, West Virginia, but Pennsylvania?
I got Michigan.
Really?
Hawaii.
They have veterans.
Portland, Oregon.
Really?
I got them from all over.
How did you get all this stuff?
Because I'm good.
Well, yeah, but... Yes, you're good, but still, how does somebody in Hawaii know that you're good?
Because on my personal Facebook page, I have many followers from all over, mainly veterans.
Yeah.
I post obituaries every morning. That's how I start my morning.
Right.
I post obituaries of veterans. And then I go to each funeral home site and post a condolence to the family.
Wow.
I count how many there are, and if you notice, there's a bell on the wall. That's called the honor bell. And when I count up how many I post every day, I go in and ring that bell for each one of them every day.
Wow.
Jeez. That I post. Because it's a matter of honor and respect, and I was raised by my grandparents. And they always said, when you hear a bell ring, that means an angel's got their wings. So... these are angels. These are the true heroes of the world, is the veterans.
Do you have family members coming by to look at some of the displays, and maybe they've had a history, or the veteran had a history with the museum?
Yes.
Tell me about one of them.
Well, Floyd Simpson's sons remember a lot about, you know, when he was commander and everything. And also, if anybody grew up in the village of Belmont, we all played on the cannon when we were little. Or people have been married in the Legion Hall.
Really?
Or they remember having bingo games there in their brownie troops. Of course, I was never a brownie.
Why not?
That's not my thing. I was more like a truck driver.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, now, is there anything else that our listeners can do to help you and the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum? Sure.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. Anything else?
We do have an application that you can fill out or email me. It's $100 to have the name put on the wall. That goes for just the engraving. I'm not making anything off this wall. That's not what it's there for. My goal is to keep the honor and memory of alive of all these veterans, because
they're a great job.
They're truly special. They can just go on the website,
okay,
or call me or stop by.
Great. Okay. And it's Tri-State Military Veterans Museum. Call first to make sure, 1 to 4 o'clock, or call for an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 740-761-0155. That's 740-761-0155. I always give my guests the last word. You can speak directly to the people here in our listening audience. Cheryl Skinner, whatever you want to say to them, this is your chance. You get the last word.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. I would like to see more high school and elementary kids to come to the museum to really experience what the men and women have done for our country and are still doing for our country. It takes a special person to serve, to step up and serve, and to defend a country and defend you, a person they don't even know.
Well, I appreciate it. Cheryl Skinner, the phone number again, 740-761-0155, the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum on Facebook, and go there. It's a very lovely place, very well done, very well
cared for.
Lots of really interesting, is it called, artifacts and displays?
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of it came from different veterans and their families.
Yeah. And that wall in the front is really, really well done. Really, really
well. Thank you.
So anything that you need, let us know. Cheryl, we'll do whatever we can to help you. Tri-State Military Veterans Museum. It is the Belmont County Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Help spread the word, if you would, please. Good organization, good lady, wonderful cause. Tri-State Military Veterans Museum. It's in Belmont, in Belmont County. Cheryl, keep up the great work, and thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, Dimitri.